Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal,
right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
Hey everybody, Q here for another episode of Project Unreal. Now for this episode, we're going to switch things up a little bit. Normally, I am joined by a special guest comedian and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities, but instead, today, I am going to bring to you, from the depths of the High Five colon the podcast archives, something that we like to call real fake sponsors. Now, for the past 5.5 years, our movie podcast has had commercial breaks where we feature these improvised and totally weird skits and commercials, and I've decided to put them together in a supercut for you, the Project Unreal audience. So, sit down, strap in, open your wallets, and prepare for something incredibly unreal. Hey, boys and girls. It's the holiday season again, and you know what that means. You need to come shop at the Everything Christmas Store.
It is our favorite time of year. We have Christmas wreaths, and we have Christmas stockings, and we have everything you could want for Christmas, except that most of it is sold out. It is Christmas time, and we do a lot of business this year, so most of everything Christmas is already gone. But don't let that deter you from coming to the Everything Christmas Store.
Right, come on down, because we've got jingle bells, we've got Christmas tree toppers,
we're actually out of jingle bells.
Okay.
We have
the tree toppers.
We have some ribbons from the jingle bells that
just
were
like
left
the...
on the floor that
okay.
we were selling.
All right, so we've got some ribbons.
Yes.
We've got nutcrackers. We've got gingerbread cookies. We've got eggnog.
Oh, we actually do not have eggnog or the gingerbread cookies anymore.
That's totally fine, because we've still got like the popcorn garland that we have.
All the popcorn's gone, but the wire underneath the garland is
still there.
Excellent. With some, I think, some kernels on there. So microwave it up.
So for
and
a limited
some, a
time,
will pop. Yes.
For a limited time, it's a DIY.
It is
popcorn
it is.
Garland.
DIY Christmas. But come on down to the Everything Christmas Store, because if you want trees, if you want ribbons, if you want tree bases and wraps, we don't actually have them.
Yeah, I was about
but
to say.
We will talk about them with you, and we will show you.
Because we love Christmas.
We actually do have some empty cardboard boxes that we have painted green and red.
Right.
So if you want
it kind of like resembles a tree.
Yeah, totally. And then my nephew gave me one of his socks.
Perfect. It's like a stocking.
Yes, yes. And it does have Property of Terry written on the inside with the Wednesday.
So if your name is Terry.
Right, yes.
We've got a stocking for you.
Yes.
Personalized stockings. That's actually what it's in that department. That's what we're calling it.
It is. Pretty much everything for Christmas is sold out. Yeah.
Yeah. But you could just come down. Just come and check it out. If you want stuff for Christmas, you just come here. And, you know.
Come on down to the Everything Christmas Store. We don't have much and we won't take you, but you are kind of poor.
Yeah. Come on down. I'll follow you.
And away the whole time! Send our fans out, can't serve at this all!
I'm so sorry, I'm trying my hardest. I can't understand anything.
Where's the defense, cons? Let them big L's on the defense, Hong Kong, the beautiful!
When I signed up for French class, I didn't understand that fighting was the only way that I could learn French! God!
Don't get here! It's the confons in the hill!
I'm like,
Louise, c'est quand c'est fait, on est dans son monstre, elle est aiguë. Le fossé de fille, c'est un fille.
Captain, I quit.
Learn French while you fight.
Since the dawn of time, man has sought a better app, an easier way to do things. First, the creation of the iPhone, which simplified everything. Then, the Android smartphone, a competitor to the iPhone. And now, QI the bit. It may be hard to pronounce, but it'll just change your world. Come on down to the Quibit store and check out our latest edition.
Hey, what does this app do?
It makes your life better.
But how?
By making it better.
So, this app, what's its name again?
Quibit.
What is exactly does it do to make my life better?
So, you know how sometimes things are hard?
Yeah. You're gonna need to be more specific than that.
This makes
Tell
it
me a function.
This makes
it
easier. Have you ever taken a phone call?
Yeah.
Well, this makes it easier.
Yeah, how? It's pretty easy now. You just hit the stop button.
Have you, you ever tried to play a game on your phone?
Yeah.
Well, this one has games.
Okay. Like, what kind of games?
But they're better.
Yeah? What kind of
Do you know virtual reality?
Yes. Is it a VR machine?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. But have you also seen, like, projection holograms?
Yes, like Tupac.
Exactly.
Does that?
Sure.
Great.
Have you? It's a
Quibit.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Have you? Do you know what it does?
It's a Tupac thing.
Exactly. Tupac. Now on Quibit.
Down to perfection. It's a kitten, not a cat.
Bakery, because we definitely don't make our products out of kittens.
Of course not. We have nothing but actual baked goods and nothing else. No actual meat.
Because that would be crazy. And sometimes when there's police reports that say different, you just can't believe them because this is perfection. It's a bakery. It's all it is. It's a bakery.
Becky's right. That would just be silly to ever imagine that we'd actually bake a kitten. That's just silly. We have baked goods, cookies, and such.
And the cookies have sprinkles, and sometimes you may have watched the news on Channel 4 and seen their investigative report about corporate douchebags and seen us with bags of kittens, but don't believe it, because the news is doctored and you gain 10 pounds.
You don't have to worry about any of those things, like with those silly Chinese restaurants where they may be actually eating kittens, because here it's just baked goods.
It's a bakery, because even with Channel 8 did their investigation.
Only pay attention to that first part of what Becky said, because there is literally no kittens at all present during our baking experiences. That's it. Hey, honey, let's just tell them about the bakery. Hey, it may look like a kitten, but I tell you what, it's just perfection.
With sprinkles.
Yeah, just actual lifelike kitten cookies. Hopkins.
It's Guzzle Wuzzle Cherry Flavored Chilies! Guzzle Wuzzle's Jelly Flavored Chilies!
It tastes like cherries!
It's Guzzle Wuzzle Kizzle Fizzles Cherries!
But
do you want the fizzles of guzzles and guzzles in your fizzles with cherries and chilies?
It tastes like meat!
Kizzle Wuzzle's Cherry Flavored Somethings!
It has fruit and meat! That's weird!
Grazzle Fuzzles Chili Flavored Cherries!
It's real spicy!
Cherry Guzzle Wuzzles!
It burns my nostrils!
Get it!
Cherry flavored
Guzzle Wuzzle Cherries Chili.
Hey, are you tired of watching kid movies without all of the good stuff that adults like? Are there no titties in your tunes? Well, come to Re-Raters, where we'll turn your PG movies R. Talk to this satisfied customer.
Well, me and my son, we were watching E.T., and I thought to myself, what this movie needs is some more wangs. So I took my E.T. to Re-Raters, we watched it, and instead of the version where the guns are turned into microphones, now, when E.T. flies off, soldiers are holding huge hairy testicles.
Yeah,
You know what? We put dicks in it. Come on down to Re-Raters. We take all of those awful, sappy, sad movies like Old Yeller, and we put things like tanks and exploding heads and lots of the F word, like go fuck yourself if you like PG movies. Come on down to Re-Raters. We'll turn your PG movies R.
And welcome back to C-SPAN Radio, where today we're taking deep dives into the world of corporate America to see how businesses truly run and the gears that drive our great country. Today, we're looking specifically at the Girl Scouts of America. Let's take a look into the board meeting as they pitch new cookie ideas.
All right, everybody. I'm really glad that you came here today. It's a big day for us. As you know, we've got a whole new product line coming out. And so we've brought in an advertising company to really pitch us some new titles. I know, Tim, this is something that you were really supportive of. So I'm going to hand it over to them. We've got Ronald with the Ace Marketing Agency. So what's going on, Ronald?
Well, hey, guys, you know, as you know, the Girl Scouts are a big deal in this country. Mm-hmm. We love the Girl Scouts. We love the cooking. So we've got some grand ideas that we think are going to really knock your socks off today. So your name is Tony, right? Great. Well, and your name
is Chance.
Chance. Great. Awesome. Well, Chance, what I'd like to pitch for you today is you can
call me Mr. Strong.
Okay, Mr. Chance. We know that people love Thin Mints. We go crazy for Thin Mints. People go crazy for Thin Mints. Our grand idea for you today is Fat Mints. Yeah. 100% cholesterol and mint.
Look, Ronald. I took your advertising agency on under the impression that you guys were the best. And I don't know, can you just explain to me how you think this is in line with the Girl Scouts of America's kind of motto of fitness and happiness and really kind of having our younger generation of girls and women grow up to be strong, independent individuals? How eating what would basically be an obese biscuit would enhance their life?
That's a great question, Mr. Chance. Our next
That's
idea.
Strong. It's Mr. Strong.
Our next idea, actually. Let's you know, Fat Mints is a bad idea. So our next idea, we really think it's got some fire to it. And pun intended, Mr. Chance. Okay. So we've got, you know what people love nowadays? Hot stuff. Our next grand cookie idea, saucy sriracha. It'll put the burning in the girls.
I'm going to be honest, I'm laughing out of shock because so far you've pitched me a lard cookie and now you're pitching me a cookie that will actually burn the mouths of people that eat them.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying, Mr. Chance. You know what? This is saucy sriracha, not your cup of tea. What I do think you'll like, though, is that if we have a cup of something else. Okay? Are you ready for this?
All right. I'm going to give you one more.
So we've got the Girl Scout oyster cakes. Tagline, they smell like you'd expect.
I'm going to go ahead and stop you right there. I love it.
McJiminy's Star Wars impersonators. We can do all your favorite voices.
Welcome to the Force, you will.
I'm Chewbacca. Roar!
Hey, I'm Han Solo. I'm too cool to do this advertisement.
McJiminy Star Wars impersonators. You need a Leia for your party? You need a Luke for your luau? You need a Vader for your vivisection?
Because we'll do Star Wars things all up in it.
We're out of this world.
Hey, have you ever wanted to belong to a fan club, but you didn't know which one?
There are too many fan clubs.
So join the club for too many fan clubs.
You like fan clubs? You want to be part of fan clubs? You love fan clubs?
Be a fan of the fan clubs.
Well, originally, I was only in one fan club, but then I joined too many fan clubs, to fan clubs.
Yeah, I also became one of many fan club members, and now I'm just too overwhelmed to even think straight.
I love fan clubs.
I hate fan clubs.
Too many fan clubs. Come on down. You remember, we're in the old building the mall used to be in, next to the thing that used to be a Shoney's.
The one where they shot the president.
Not that president, the other president.
The one that's not so cool.
You know, because there's a fan club for that.
Yeah, too many fan clubs.
Hey, do you know what the weather is? You know, up until last week, Freddy, I didn't. But I went down to San Fernando Annex Health Medical Plaza and got me some of them new weather vanes. What the hell is a weather vane? Well, I'm glad you asked that, Frankie. A weather vane is installed into your legs. And it runs blood just like a regular vein. But it tells you the weather.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I just know what the weather's going to be like. Like before, you could ask me what the weather's going to be like, and I was like, Frankie, I don't know. But now, if you ask me what the weather's going to be like, I'd be like, you know what, Freddy? That I think it's raining.
Hey, Bobby, what's weather?
Well, weather is all around us. It's like the Force.
What?
Yeah, fairy. It's just all around us. So when water is coming from the sky, that's going to rain.
What? Are you even speaking English?
Yeah. The more you know.
That's a beautiful song, Bobby.
Well, you know you've got a problem when you've got to call Captain Buford's Gopher Patrol.
Do you have gophers that are giving you problems?
Do you have a regiment of critters?
Do you have underground explosives ready to blow those little motherfuckers out of their holes?
Do you have a stomach that can take
the life of an innocent critter?
I love it. Come on down to Captain Buford's Gopher Patrol. We'll make sure them gophers stay the hell out of your yard.
On down to the fight store. We'll punch you in the face.
You want
to
get part of the fights?
Yes, you do. And you know what it costs? $1.05.
Come on down. We're off Highway 69. You know you want to fight. You want to fight? Come on down to the fight store.
Let's go.
Bro, do you even fight?
No.
Hey, do you have an unclaimed high school gym locker?
You can come on down to the unclaimed high school gym locker store. Are you looking for old towels? How about sweaty tube socks?
Maybe a jock strap or a chemistry textbook.
It's like that suitcase store at the airports, but for high school shit.
Yeah, and stuff you don't care about.
You know, crusty shoes.
And it only costs $500.
You want Terry Bismarck's used porno stash?
Would you like a mirror that just says how emo you are?
Do you want a broken locker shelf that's got stickers from Backstreet Boys on it? Do you have a picture of Britney Spears before the head shaving?
Do you have a hairbrush full of unused hair?
Do you have a mechanical pencil that you don't know where it came from?
Do you have notes to a test that you're not even in class for?
Do you have a cat skeleton? Then come on down to Unclaimed High School Gym Locker Store.
You'll find treasures that you never wanted.
You did it! Welcome back to reality, everybody. Hopefully you made it back with your wallets intact. Because those, let me tell you, were some convincing real fake sponsors. Now again, I'd like to thank you for joining us for this episode of Project Unreal. Exclusively here on the Project Nerd Network. Every Wednesday, we've got new free funny coming at you. And until then, don't forget to check out the rest of the amazing Project Nerd Podcast Network. You can find High Five Cole in the podcast, and it's pretty good if I must say so myself. Game Pitch, if you're into video games, Nerdcast, Con Moms, Infinite Spaghetti, the list goes on and on. Do yourself a favor, make sure you subscribe to the network. And while you're doing that, please travel on over to www.project-nerd.com for all of your latest nerd news and goodies. And until then, I'm your host, Q. keep it real.